And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, January 15th, 2021. Today in the news, incoming President Joe Biden just proposed $10,000 of student debt be forgiven for each borrower, along with his details of a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan, reports Zero Hedge. The new government correctly recognizing that deeply indebted college-educated baristas are a core voting bloc will immediately come back with a bigger number. Somewhere along the way, questions will be raised about the impact of adding another $10 trillion to what looks suspiciously like a banana republic balance sheet. And of course, the vast bulk of the bailout funds will eventually find their way to the bank accounts and offshore accounts of the 1%. But that's just obvious. Buy gold. Looking ahead, we believe investors will likely see the low interest rate environment as an opportunity to add risk assets in the hope the economic recovery is on the immediate horizon, reports World Gold Council in their Outlook 2021 report. Investors will likely also be navigating potential portfolio risks, including ballooning budget deficits, inflationary pressures, market corrections amid already high valuations. In this context, we believe gold investment will remain well supported. Investors' preference for physical and physical-linked gold products last year further supports the anecdotal evidence that this time around, gold was used by many as a strategic asset rather than purely a tactical asset. Well, first-time claims for unemployment insurance jumped to nearly a million last week. Amid signs of a slowdown in hiring due to pandemic restrictions, the Labor Department reported the increase in claims was spread across a handful of states, mostly those with more stringent restrictions on business. Illinois, where Chicago has clamped down on restaurants, saw a jump of 51,280, according to unadjusted data. Other big gainers were California, which doesn't even allow outdoor dining, and saw its claims rise another 20,587, a 13% increase. New York rose by 15,559. And lastly, the gyrating price of Bitcoin has made headlines again this year, as has growing interest from institutional investors. But most vanilla financiers have more to lose than win by diving into digital assets, reports Wall Street Journal. Buying a volatile asset without cash flow in a euphoric market is a risk they're willing to take. Treasury Department's plan to make trading platforms keep more stringent identity and transaction records is just one example of how the attractive and anonymity of the system could be undermined. Regulatory framework for cryptocurrency still unfurling, and the Bitcoin rally already long in the tooth. The upside for big institutions looks far less clear. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Why don't you do it today?